You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. My co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and he is not here today. But our guest is, and our guest today is Dan Aiken with Williams Brothers. Yeah. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nancy. This is awesome.
Absolutely. We've never had you on the show before, no, but you know, you say you've done some radio, so that's good.
Yeah, we not had nervous. A little helped sponsor a little healthcare show here on
that's awesome
on WGCL about a couple years ago, and had a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to you, gosh, last winter or last fall sometime, and we talked, and I didn't know that you do a lot more than just Williams Brothers is a lot more than just pharmacy.
We are, and not just the specific program that we're going to talk about today, but Williams Brothers, give you a little history. We started in 1899. C.C. Williams opened a pharmacy, and we've grown from there to now we're at our fifth generation pharmacist.
That's awesome.
Actually, our pharmacy manager in Bloomington is Clay Williams. He's the third C.C., if you will. There's been three C.C. Williams along the way. But we have retail pharmacy, as everybody knows. It's been into our store, by our store. We also do home medical equipment in that store. But some of the things behind the scenes that you may not see is we're the only area fully compound pharmacy in that we have a clean room, we have a hood, we can compound just about any medication a physician would order or a veterinarian would order. We also have a division that does long-term care pharmacy, so they provide medicines to nursing homes and long-term care facilities and things of that nature. We also have an infusion IV division where we provide infusion IV medications for those folks who need that help at home. We provide an IV nurse to come out and set that up and take care of those patients. And we also have a small little pharmacy benefit management company where we work with mostly municipalities and schools and things of that nature where we can save them some money with their drug benefit for their employees. So we're a pretty diversified company.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
It was funny because I last fall actually needed a compound, and I did not realize that Williams Brothers is the only true pharmacy where they actually still mix the drugs.
Yeah, yeah. We're members of what they call the PCCA. That's you have to ask me the acronym. I don't know what it's. It's a pharmaceutical compounding something association. But we're very active in that, and both our pharmacists are very active in the compounding aspect. And we've got, I believe, two technicians who that's all they do all day long is back there and make medication. So
that's awesome.
If you have a dye that you're allergic to in a certain medication or what have you, we can do that. And then we're also getting into what they call biogenomic testing, where we can actually alter a dose depending on a person's DNA profile and get them the right dose to reduce side effects. So that's coming down the road here in a few months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat thing. We're pretty progressive in that.
Very personalized medication.
We try to be. We're a company owned by three pharmacists, and their number one goal is to take care of patients, and so that's what we do. That's our philosophy. We don't have shareholders to answer to like some of the bigger companies. We answer to our patients.
That's awesome. Well, we're here today to talk about, I have a brochure in front of me, Safe Home Solutions for Aging in Place.
Yes.
And, when we talked last fall, I didn't realize that you guys did a lot of this stuff. And I think this is great.
We've been doing this about 18 months now. As you know, the number one cause for hospitalizations within the home is falling. And the rate of deaths of falling has increased substantially just in the last decade. It's gone from about 42 per 100,000 up to about 55 per 100,000 just in about a decade. So As more folks age in their homes, there's a need for safer homes, i.e. grab bars, ramps in front of their homes, barrier-free showers if they're confined to a wheelchair. They need to get into that shower. So we can install showers that, have no barrier. They can roll right into the shower. And just about anything you can think to make the home safer and allow those patients to age in home. And if you think about it, Nancy, you know, let's just say the cost of a nursing home is $4,000 a month. I mean, they vary from, you know, what to what. $4,000 a month is $48,000 a year.
That's,
you know,
lot
for
of money.
A fraction of that, we can really do a lot to a home to make that safer and allow those folks or allow that person to stay in that home much longer and delay that. And instead of spending all their kids' inheritance or their grandkids' inheritance at a nursing home, they can actually have something left over to pass on.
Absolutely.
So it's,
well, and most people would rather be in their surroundings, in their home, with, you know, that kind of thing, rather than in some more sterile environment.
Right, right. And you know, there's some nursing homes that are, you know, they're awesome. I mean, we've got a couple of new ones in town that you walk into
they're
them,
beautiful.
You think you're walking into
five
a Marriott
hotels,
or a Hilton or something. But, you know, there's others that are the typical, you know, quote-unquote nursing home where you just, you know, you don't want to be there. You don't want to have your parents there. It's just a necessity, as it turns out to be.
Absolutely. So, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff. We talked about, you know, obviously, grab bars are the easiest, probably quickest fix for certain things. If people are just a little bit unstable, especially around bathroom areas where there's water, could be water on the floor, slippery, a lot of grab bars, things like that. I assume those are pretty easy to install.
They are. They are. Grab bars can, you know, start in the $30, $35 range. We charge $75 an hour labor. We can usually install, you know, a couple of grab bars within an hour. So you're not talking a whole lot of money outlay.
Right.
The bad thing is that Medicare won't pay for anything in the bathroom. I always tell my clients, you know, look, they won't pay for that $35 grab bar, but if you fall and break your hip, they'll pay for that $35,000
hip replacement.
which is just the silliest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the reality that we live with today. But the number one thing that, folks can do in their homes doesn't cost a dime. And what I hear from all the physical therapists and occupational therapists is get rid of throw rugs. Throw rugs are the number one reason for tripping and falling within the home. So get rid of your throw rugs, and that's going to make your home a lot more safer environment, especially if you've got a throw rug on a slicker floor like a wood floor or a linoleum floor.
Yeah, not even the ones with the backing prevent.
Because
toes can bring up the edge, and that's what happens. I mean,
exactly.
It happens to me, and I'm not an elderly person yet.
And I fight with my mom weekly on the throw rug issue. So, yeah, it is.
But they look so nice, and they keep the carpet clean.
And they cover things you need to cover. Exactly. Yeah, I get it. But, at some point, you've got to put safety over aesthetics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, that doesn't cost anything to just get rid of them. But the other things, what are some other things that people can do? Grab bars, we obviously talk about.
Grab bars, and we have various types of grab bars too, Nancy. I mean, most people think of just the grab bar that you put on the wall of your tub or the wall of your shower. But we also have what they call pole grab bars. And it's a floor-to-ceiling pole that actually has a couple of loops in it. And it offers great stability getting in and out of the bathtub. Now, bathtubs are an issue, too. As you know, most bathtubs, about every one I've seen, and I've measured quite a few here in the last couple years we've been doing this, have a 17-inch height from the floor to the top of the bathroom. There are some that are taller. There might be a couple that are a little less as high. But that's a big step over, especially if you're talking to, you know, an 84-year-old who's a little frail and doesn't have the strength they used to. So we also offer a product that's called Safeway Step, which is basically we cut a section of the tub out and allow that step over now to be a pass-through in that bathtub with a 4-inch step over instead of a 17-inch step over. And you put that with a pole grab bar right next to it so they have the stability to get in and out with a very small step over. And you're talking an investment with those two items installed around $1,300 or so, which is a heck of a lot cheaper than putting in a barrier-free shower at $5,500. So, yeah, that's we've been doing a lot of those because it's a really nice lower cost alternative than just demoing your bathroom and redoing it all.
Well, we are going to be right back with Dan Aiken with Williams Brothers Pharmacy.